Time has come for Wheels and Cats. We're gonna watch all those films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back, everybody, out in the Wilsonverse, where I'm sure you're eagerly awaiting this next edition of the Owen Wilson Cast. Thanks again for joining us. Again, I am your host, The Big Snake, and...
I'm also your host, Crazy T.
Yeah, so we're back, and yeah, it's been a little bit. Sorry, we were on a little hiatus there. There's lots of summertime activities going on.
Lots of plenty of vacations and relaxation. I think some batteries were recharged.
Yeah.
For the good.
Yeah, it's good. You got this colorful website up over here. Should I talk about that? Or
it's just the Owen Wilson IMDb page, because of course we're talking about
Owen Wilson today. Yeah, this must be his newest movie then. That's probably why it's all colorful back there. But anyways, we're back at it, and we have a very special guest. We'd like to welcome him back. He's a man of mystique, a bit of an enigma, but a man full of honor as well and dignity. Mr. Greg, hey.
Hey.
Yes. How's it going?
Good.
You doing good?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'd like to thank you for being on the cast at the very least.
Returning guest, of course. You were on which episode were you
the,
on?
The Marmaduke episode.
Classic Marmaduke episode.
Oh, man, that really was a good one.
Yeah, if one episode would go into the United Angels States
history.
Archives,
yep.
It
yeah.
would be the Marmaduke episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Not
too.
Marmaduke the movie. Just the episode of our podcast about Marmaduke.
Right.
No, the movie was terrible. But, you're a returning guest here, and I know you really jumped all over it when I asked you very last minute today to get on the cast. So I'm assuming, you were just excited to talk about Owen Wilson.
Yep. Yeah, I had nothing else to do, so it was perfect.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to hear that. I want to hear more like, oh, I really was dropped all my plans. It's fine. You know what? It's fine. I just want to ask you a little question about Owen Wilson, just to get this kicked off.
Certainly.
This is what the show is all about. So I know you're a man. You appreciate fine meals. You like good meals, food.
Mm-hmm.
You appreciate the good food.
I like things.
You eat food. Yeah. So I was wondering to kick this one off. What is your personal favorite dish? It doesn't have to be served in a dish. It could just be a favorite meal.
I just got this question two nights ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to repeat it, but I will, I guess. Favorite thing I ever ate, my favorite dish that I ever had, was I walked 9 miles in the summer heat in Chicago while I was on
tour. It's
hot
in Chai City.
Yep. And I walked to this place that served hot dogs, exotic hot dogs, and I got a duck sausage with... foie gras and truffle mayo and duck fat fries and a small Coke, and that was the best meal I've ever had.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it was alright.
Let me ask you this: if Owen Wilson was one ingredient in that dish, what would he be, and why?
I think he'd be the truffle mayo. It's a complex mayo. I mean, he's a complex guy.
I like that.
Makes total sense to me.
Also, to elaborate on that, I know it's not I didn't ask myself the question. I never ate it.
No.
But, a lot of people call mayonnaise sandwich lube.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he's a good lube for food because he just kind of lubes conversation and banter in the movies.
For the movies.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And if you think of, all the different ingredients need to work together and it's kind of as a team, they all make one meal, mayonnaise is the lubricant for it. For you to consume, I feel like that's a really good. If all the different ingredients were different actors, let's say Kevin Spacey's the duck sausage,
mm-hmm.
and Vince Vaughn is the foie gras,
right?
Yeah.
Then hey, we get ourselves a Hollywood hit there, and Owen Wilson is the one that makes it go down smooth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson is the mayo.
That's a good question. Was that all the questions you had for?
I guess so.
That's pretty.
That's
cool.
It.
Do you have a question?
Do you want me to ask more questions? Is that what you're implying?
I just wasn't paying attention to most of that one, so I feel like I got cheated.
You were busy surfing online.
I was fact-checking something you said earlier that we could bring up.
Oh, bullshit. You have Neopets up. I can see it right there.
And I was
in the
checking
second tab.
On my Neopet.
And it's in an incognito tab.
I have to look up Neopets is so I can do this with you.
Oh, we all know. You don't need to know what Neopets is for me to
I
let
have
that
no
joke
idea.
Right.
I'm Googling it right now just so I can... do this goof with you.
He's not doing it.
Joaquin Phoenix's hair lip is very pronounced in that film.
Neopets.
Does he have a hair lip?
I just saw a Joaquin Phoenix movie. We can talk about him.
Look at that hair lip. Isn't it more pronounced than normal?
Yeah. You Were Never Really Here. That's the name of it.
You Were Never Really Here?
Well, NeoPets is a virtual pet website users can own for... Why do you know about this?
Everyone knows about NeoPets. And
buy virtual items to use their virtual dumbass brain to pleasure their virtual reality.
I want
to
see the map of Neopia. That's the land where the Neopets live.
And that's as far as we'll go.
Neopia. Just bring the map up. You already went this far with it.
Is this the map?
I don't know. Is it? Yeah.
Oh.
It is.
Yeah. That's very simple. There's the money tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't skip over Rainbow Pool.
Uh-huh. The, of course, General Store and the Neopian Bank. Food auction shop. House. A lot of economy in this.
It's all a capitalist-based universe.
None of this is important. Neopets. We have to get off Neopets right now.
Okay, you know.
So you wrapped up your own Wilson questions?
The one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's done. It's done.
Fine.
It's over. We can start talking about the movie now. Or if you want to
tonight, tonight we'll be revealed. It's not necessarily nighttime to the people listening. During this day, we'll be reviewing...
Episode.
Night at the Museum. Episode. No, see, I was reading night on the page. Night at the Museum. Secret of the Tomb. 2014.
Yeah.
Starring Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, Robin Williams, amongst many others. A very large ensemble
Hugh
cast.
Hugh Jackman.
Third, this is another trilogy.
Yeah.
Along with Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
What's the other trilogy he's in?
Cars.
Cars.
Yeah.
He's in the Cars trilogy.
Yeah. I think that's it.
There is another one that I cannot think of right now.
If you count all the
Shanghai movies, they're supposed to make another one.
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
Did they do any Starsky and Hutches that were
just the ones?
No, they didn't prequel.
No, I don't think so for the Starsky and Hutch.
Just the one. So yeah, he's got a couple of trilogies under his belt. Yeah, Zoolander's on 2. All
right.
All right. All right, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know. Yep.
So, what was everyone's history with this movie going in? Snake, why don't you start?
Well, obviously, we've watched the other two. Being that I'm,
obviously, unless this is their first episode they're listening to.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. Well,
looking out for the new listeners.
Fuck in an Owen Wilson podcast is to jump to the third in a trilogy before they do the first two.
Maybe they don't know the concept. Implied. We don't explain it at the beginning anymore.
I'm not saying
I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight now.
Do you want
now.
Me to
I
talk
to
about the
later.
Whole concept Gosh. Of the... All right, anyways. I've seen all the movies. It's a museum and things come alive. It's a very magical fantasy.
Did you see, did you see all the movies going in?
Like before we started the cast. Is that what you're asking
before
me?
6 p.m. today, had you seen all the movies?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've never seen this one.
Going in cold
first
on this
time.
One.
I went
okay.
in cold, but I
okay.
knew...
But you
I,
know the cast and the characters,
yeah.
minus the new ones, okay.
Yeah. Right, very familiar. They're like old friends. Good. I feel like old friends when I see them on
you
the
mind
television.
If I ask Greg?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, ask
Greg. What was your history with this franchise going in?
I haven't seen any of the films. It was.
I haven't seen any of them.
I haven't seen any of them.
Really?
And I feel a little lost when it comes
had you,
to the
Had you avoided these? Was
no.
the marketing not... aim towards you?
Do you have any idea what they're about?
I didn't avoid them. I just don't think I ever had the opportunity to see them because
that's
it was just one of those things. I just didn't see it at all.
Well, since all right, me and the Big Snake obviously have seen all of them now, but we saw the first two. Did you have any questions?
Pretty much
from watching this
Pretty
one
much
about
experts.
The Night at the Museum trilogy. Any holes we can fill? Because you must be lost.
You must be so lost, like a
so
small
lost.
Child who wanders into a movie halfway through.
Was it derivative of the Indiana? I mean, the beginning of it seemed derivative of Indiana Jones.
It did.
You know,
it did. I will
yeah.
agree with
you know,
that.
And The Exorcist and a bunch of other things. Were there other? Indicators like that in other films prior? Like, was there other, you know, things that they stole from or took from?
In the prior... I'll feel this one. Yeah. In the prior ones, it mostly took place inside the museums. There was little setup as far as I can remember.
Take it away, T.
What?
Sorry, I'm on a little bit of a doy right now.
I can, I'll throw it to my partner here to maybe fill in my gaps of lack of knowledge. Do you remember any homages to
allusions to other films?
Indiana
and,
Jones.
Yeah, was there other like things that are taken from? Like, you know, like yeah, was there they're stealing from any other films. Not stealing.
Yeah, was there a Death Star in the second one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's no copyrighted material in these due to, you know, probably they would get sued, I would imagine. But outside of that, I mean, I feel like I remember a couple things that, I mean, they're mainly just tropes. Just like things that always happen in these kinds of movies. Like holding on to someone's hand and saying don't let go, and then they fall. So shit like that, I feel like it's happening in all a bunch of movies.
Sure. All right. Did we answer your question?
Yeah, sure.
I would love one to two more questions.
Yeah, I have another one. Was there a sliding scale of Ben Stiller's performance? Like, how did this fare compared to the other two? Was this equal? Did it lack?
I would say this is me personally. I would say they've big slowly
Ben Stiller fan.
Slowly been sliding in a downward slope. I think he really came out of the gate hot and sold the movie that got the second movie made. Mm. Second movie, you know, was still had some passion, but like maybe getting a little tired. And then this movie, well, you watch this movie.
Yeah, and I guess that's fair. And I guess the other question I want to ask is like, there is an extreme lack of Wilson in this, and wasn't that the whole point?
It was the whole point. You're right. But we have a strict policy under contract to watch every single one that he even has a cameo in.
Yeah, there's been some...
Otherwise, we would have turned this one off. I mean, there was way more Wilson in the first one.
Yeah.
But he started petering off, too, towards
it. What was it? Shanghai Nights? I think he was, like, in there for 20 seconds, we counted.
No, that was Around the World and whatever.
Around the World. Yeah. No, Shanghai Nights, too, they were, like, traveling in America, and they run across them, like, on a back...
That's around the world. You're thinking of the Jackie Chan movie. That's Jackie Chan.
They're all Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah,
here it is. I found it. Around the World in 80 Days.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that's why the movie didn't fare well, is due to the lack of
him. There was a disturbing lack of Wilson in this one. I totally will give you that. Yeah, definitely.
You know, he seems to bounce off of other actors really well. And maybe that's why Stiller's performance was kind of lacking, was the lack of that.
Let's see how it did commercially, because...
Yeah, how many millions?
Well, I'm pretty sure this was Robin Williams' last movie that he was in.
Oh, it did fine. Budget of $127 million, but it made $363 million.
I think it's because Robin Williams died before this movie came out, and he was in it.
Okay, yeah, that's the fact I was looking up that you called me out about Neopets. This was his last on-screen performance. He did a voice acting in a movie that came out in 2015.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha. So he didn't die before this got released.
Release was December 11th, 2014.
Okay, December 11th, 2014.
And Robin Williams died August 11th, 2014, age 63. Also sad.
Oh, yeah, sad. But no, he was still alive when this movie came out then. No, he wasn't.
He died!
He died! Okay. He died. He was dead by the time this movie came out.
I'm not officially saying that it was because of this movie.
Right. So you're thinking maybe the sales were boosted by the passing of Rob, people going out for the last hurrah on Robin Williams.
Absolutely.
All right, well then what did you think of his performance being
his last hurrah? It was lackluster.
Yeah. I feel like his character had bigger roles in the other ones. His role in this one was to point out how much they were in danger, I feel like. He kept like...
Also, they should have never hooked him up with Sacagawea. Sorry, Greg, we're talking like real deep trilogy stuff right now.
Beyond me. Was there was prior relationships?
In the second film in the trilogy, he took a liking to Sacagawea.
It's a side story.
And they struck up a bit of a relationship.
Yeah.
I think more than platonic. They shared the same horse.
Let me just, because we're going to reference plot points, I just want to run through the plot of this movie really quick. I'm going to do it really quick. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, everything's good. They're still in New York. Then the tablet that brings them all alive at night starts to corrode. So, they have to take the Egyptian guy and go over to where his dad is in a museum in London, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they go there with the team from New York, a couple of the popular characters. They go there, they find their dad, but there's a Lancelot character. He steals the tablet for a little bit after he was helping them. And then, it keeps corroding and they keep being affected by it because it needs moonlight, so they have to get the tablet. That's basically it. I just wanted to...
It's
a very short movie, too. But
it is not a long movie.
As a brief reference, there's a new character, Lancelot, in it and stuff like that. Okay. We can't really talk about the Wilson because there just really isn't a lot
There's not a lot.
This is normally where I go to, what'd you think of Wilson's, you know, outfit? What'd you think of his quips and stuff? But did anything stick out to you guys? Were there any jokes?
Oh, man.
He got peed on by a monkey.
He did get peed on by a monkey. I guess that would be the scene.
How'd you feel about that one, Greg? That scene.
I like the scene, but I was curious, is this the first time he's been peed on in a film? Like,
I'd have to...
Was this like...
Can you Wikipedia that one?
Can you just...
Is that a stat that they put up on the IMDb? Or
YouTube?
Just Wilson peed on?
Owen just, Wilson.
Yeah, peed on.
Peed?
No, that can't be it. Like that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I'm not seeing...
Peeing in a can, Ben Stiller. Interesting. There's a Ben Stiller in urine kind of thing happening.
Oh yeah, I don't think he's been peed on in a movie before.
Not in a movie we've watched, because it would have definitely
came up to
the top there.
Mm-hmm. Someone's dachshund named Owen peeing in a human toilet. Man, this is what the internet's all about. No, God, this is bizarre.
Oh, man.
All right, so I think we got the answer to that
one. So, he has never been peed on.
Owen Wilson has never been peed on before in one of these movies.
All right. Since Owen Wilson's not in the movie too much, let's talk about some of the other people in here. We got Ben Stiller's boy. What'd you guys think of Ben Stiller's boy? Remember him from the second movie, Greg?
I didn't. And I thought he was terrible.
Yeah, he grew up a little bit.
And he grew up a little too fast, I think.
He's in those weird ages. Yeah. They probably want to bring the same actor back. He probably got out of acting.
Was that the same actor?
I don't know. But I mean, if
I
it
can find out.
I hope. I'm glad to know that this kid didn't stick with it, because I couldn't really bear to have him in any of the
movies.
Where's
the artistry? It's like that movie where they filmed that kid for like 15 years, from like when he was a small boy to like preteen. You know what I'm talking about? No.
I don't know.
Boyhood.
Boyhood, yeah, it's like that. Why couldn't they do that with this, you know?
If Owen Wilson's not in it, I don't know what it is, really. Did you find him yet?
Oh, man. Well, it would help if I remember the fucking kid's name.
I think it's Dick Van Dyke. Click on that one.
It's not Dick Van Dyke.
Mickey Rooney was very sad in this
one. This is going to take ages to find.
It was very sad. Well, you know what it is? Like, it's at the end of the trilogy, they say goodbye. And these are like close family and friends at this point, you know, after watching all three movies. But they're just saying, you pretty much just came in on a movie where they, like, the first half was like a little bit of loose plot, and the rest was just bitter goodbyes.
The kid was in Spider-Man movies and comedies with guys who were on SNL.
Oh, that's good. His name would be Skyler.
Skyler.
Stupid. Is Ben Stiller's character's name in this movie?
Larry Daly.
Larry David?
Larry Daly.
Daly.
Larry Daly.
Oh, okay.
Or,
it'd be cooler if it was Larry. Oh, yeah. The caveman. He has a caveman look like. I don't remember that happening. There's a caveman twin.
Was he always the caveman twin?
I don't remember the caveman twin. Wow, that's a real monkey.
It looked like a superimposed real monkey then.
That's a well-trained monkey.
That's the monkey from the Hangover movie.
Interesting.
He's wearing a suit. I bet that monkey's suit costs more than all the clothes I have on right now.
That's the monkey from Community.
There's a monkey in Community?
Yeah, Annie's Boobs. That's the name of the monkey.
Zookeeper. Man, that monkey is busy.
Big Bang Theory? Wow, he's got a big IMDb.
Wow, this monkey has been in
American Pie. What did he do in American Pie?
Malcolm in the Middle. God, this monkey's old.
This monkey is old. George of the Jungle? 1997? He's
old. Is that the good one with, what's his name?
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Wow, that monkey.
The photos from the movie are all in black and white. Did we not have color in 1997? All right.
I guess not.
All right, yeah. I know IMDb's fun, but let's see what else I wrote down here.
Yeah.
Robin Williams' last movie. Weird constellations. They call them special effects, but it really doesn't explain how they're moving around and talking. And yeah. There's two Ben Stillers. You guys were talking about that. Ben Stiller's kid looks nothing like him. Lancelot, the new characters. Oh, here we go. What? Can I ask you guys a question?
Go for it.
Please.
What?
My door is always open.
What exhibit would you like to see in the museum?
Ooh.
And
one that comes
one
alive?
That you'd also like to see come alive.
Oh.
We can all answer this one. Do you guys need a second?
Yeah.
I'll go first because I already thought about it. Okay, yeah.
I want to see a section of the museum, an exhibit about cryptids, like those mythical beasts and animals that, like, the Bigfoots and stuff, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
A
little jungle with, like, a little Bigfoot, like, deep in it.
Yep.
And then it'll come alive, and then you'll get to meet a Bigfoot in the museum.
Oh, sorry.
And that'll be fun. And you can do that with, like, the Chupacabra and the, what's that other one called? The Jersey Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Melonheads.
Melonheads,
yeah. What's the new one the kids made up?
The one with the spinny...
Slenderman.
Oh, the Slenderman. Yeah. Slenderman.
All those...
That sounds
just
fun.
Fun ones, yeah.
That does sound fun.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I would like to see the crucifixion.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a really fun one.
That would be fun.
Like a live crucifixion.
Yeah.
Like, still on the cross.
Christ wakes up, like, every night after when everyone goes to sleep.
Yeah.
And get me down from here!
Yeah.
Totally in pain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just reanimates into pain.
When they stab him in the side, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. You got Pontius Pilate there and everything.
Yeah, the whippings, the floggings. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That would not be bad. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I wonder if he would dance. If he'd have a dance scene.
At the end of the movie, the classic CG dance scene.
Yeah.
Like,
I fucking hate those. I bet he would dance it up though in one of those situations.
CGI Bloody Christ dancing. That sounds like a great time.
What are you saying? What do you think, Big Snake? What do you?
I want to see all the flightless birds.
Mm. Oh, the dodo? Dodo?
Yeah.
The dodo, the elephant bird.
Penguin.
The moa. Penguin. Mm. Like,
ostrich.
Just a section of just flightless birds.
Rooster.
Well, they could fly for a little bit, though.
Oh.
I'm talking like a kiwi.
Well, okay.
Like,
well,
can't even leave the ground kind of bird.
Where do you draw the line? Sorry.
No,
I should have you explain all your rules first, and then I'll come up with
if
birds.
You can't get into the air with your wings, you're a flightless bird.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I draw the line.
Didn't know you were so picky about your flightless birds.
Well, I could see a rooster anywhere roosting it up, doing whatever.
I thought it was strange you wanted to see a rooster exhibit, but
yeah.
That's what you were describing.
Well, you know, there would be no roosters there. There'd just be big, flightless birds.
I've never seen a rooster fly.
Yeah. I've seen it. They'll roost in trees. They get up. Turkeys fly, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Turkeys fly.
Rooster in a tree.
My friend had one. It was a guinea hen.
Guinea hen.
Used to fly out of the yard all the time.
Oh, I've seen hens fly.
Yeah. Okay, well, hens can fly, roosters can't.
As far as I know.
No, they fly. Yeah. They fly up to your neck and they're trying to attack you like that.
How did you guys feel about the whole thing about Jewish people being slaves? You know, like
that was a rather awkward joke.
I thought that was a weird comment in the movie.
Yeah.
It was.
Someone snuck that one in there.
There was
a writer. You
we
know,
owned
that snuck that in there.
40,000 Jews. That's what he said.
Because Ben Stiller says to the old Pharaoh, the dad Pharaoh, I'm actually half Irish, half Jewish. And then he says,
oh, the Jews. We love the Jews. We used to own 40,000 of them.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's not. Whoa. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, someone snuck that one in there. Weird.
Strange for a movie of that caliber.
You know why it's so strange for a movie of this caliber? Because is this a kid's movie or is this a movie for our parents?
I think that all the time, like with Meet the Parents too. Like, when I watch something like that, I'm like, is it because of the age I am that I don't find this funny, or is this just not funny?
Yeah, are we missing
was it? Was this never funny?
Too short and too long? Like, are we...
Because boomer humor is very, like, fart. It's very fart joke.
Right, and so is child
gay
humor.
Gay son oriented, and so is child humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's gay
tough.
Son, fart, poopy, like, nipple stuff. And... I think it's the same for, like, children, you know?
Yeah. So that's...
So, I don't know.
Conundrum.
I have another question. What was the secret?
Of the two moons are nice?
Yeah, he had to put it in the moon and move the thing.
That was the secret of the tomb?
On the thing.
All right, let's talk about... Let's really talk about the opening of this movie where they tried to find this tablet in 1939... And they found it, and that crazy guy was like, if you take it, the end will come, the end will come.
Yeah, and then they go see Dick Van Dyke, and, like, he just says we need to have a conversation alone, and, like, then they don't even show that conversation. I guess the conversation will The end will come in 70 years. All your dolls in the museum will stop coming alive.
That's the secret of the tomb?
That's the lamest secret ever. They really
built that up for nothing.
I was thinking like end of the worlds or like end. But no, it's just literally the fake dolls in the museum stop coming alive every night.
But only some of them.
Only the New York ones. Yeah. I wrote that down. Yeah. Only affecting the New York exhibits.
This had a lot of holes, guys.
The nitpick corner on this one is pretty much the entire movie, so
yeah.
We might not have to officially go into the nitpick corner because we're doing it.
They dragged on all the bits way too long. They weren't very funny.
They lingered on bits. You can't linger on bits on a 97-minute movie.
No.
That's why it flew by. The movie flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Ah, where
it
did.
It flew by.
It's like that scene in Lord of the Rings where the horse keeps going up that staircase or whatever, you know, to get to the castle. It's just like there's like 20 minutes of the horse. You know.
They had time to burn on that movie.
I gotta rewatch Lord of the
Rings. They really had time to burn.
I might have missed the 20-minute horse going up.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes of Gandalf on a horse, like going up like this, like
spiral. Oh, the last one, I think. Yeah, whatever, he's going to warn them. But it was
a legit 15 minutes. I'll knock it down in five.
They cut away during it.
Yeah,
it's other characters.
It's absurd. Knocking over like peasants and like, you know, like hobos on the street.
Get out of Gandalf's way!
I do remember it now. Let's see what else I got written down here. I wrote down, I said this during, Ben Stiller is the Tom Cruise of comedy. Hmm. I feel like he's in like so many comedies, you take him for granted. He always shows up and gives like his A game, whether like it's a, you know, a hit or a miss. You could tell it's his A game.
It's a name to grab for a comedy, sure. Mm. And he makes a terrible dad character. I don't know why he keeps doing that. It's the father-son thing in this. It just went on between... They tried to make it clever with like two separate father-son things going on at the same time.
None of my favorite character, Paul Rudd, stepdad on a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, the cell phone guy. Paul Rudd.
Cell phones on his belt and stuff.
Connected stepfather. I think that was his actual name. Yeah, I miss him too.
Oh, we should have just did a Paul Rudd cast. Somebody already started that.
Really?
I had plans to do that in the future.
We talked about it. Did anyone do the Matthew McConaughey one yet?
No. As far as I know, that one's all right, all right, all right.
Oh, nice.
Sick.
Nice.
Yeah, boy.
Blister's going to love that one. Oh, my God. That's not what Wilson. I don't really know what else to do.
We're actually turning a little shorter than I said we'd have to keep it.
Well, it's okay. I could always ask Greg how many feet of hot dog he would eat until he decides enough is enough.
All right, just answer it quick for him.
I could totally do this. The longest hot dog I ever ate was 2 feet.
2 feet?
Yes.
And that was enough for you?
That was plenty.
And you wouldn't draw the line at 3?
Like
if someone said, how about I add another foot on that dog? You would say, absolutely not, sir.
I would say no. I mean, I think the 2-foot hot dog was plenty.
And okay.
It wasn't duck. It was just regular hot dog.
Okay. It was a duck. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just regular
hot dog. I'm just going to assume all the hot dogs you eat are made of duck now.
No. Normally they're not. Just regular hot dog.
So we have, we just have the review section. I mean, any more questions for our guests? I feel like we didn't get our money's worth on this one.
Yeah, I know. We paid him a lot of money to get out here. I mean, it's probably asking for something, I guess.
Down to the studio.
I mean, you know.
Let's get into the review, and then we can, you know, have a little, man.
Sounds good. Yeah, we'll have a little freeform.
Conversation. Now it's time to rate our Wilson movie, and of course we do this on the Panda Own Wilson rating scale. This is, of course, based on 3 metrics. We have the quality of the Wilson. How great was Wilson in the role? How much of Wilson did we see? Mm-hmm. And how much do we want to see him in the role in the future? Quality of the film, that's will this film win an Oscar? How's the lighting? How's the script? How was the cinematography?
How was the lighting? I never factor that in.
Then we have the rewatchability, and that's if this was ever on TV, would you stop on it and watch it? Would you ever put it on? Would you ever show it to a friend? Those are the 3 metrics. You wrap them all up, not using math, and come up with an overall score.
Yep.
I will go first. I gave everything a 2. Not a lot of Wilson. I've seen movies with less Wilson, though. I guess only one, but quality of the film, 2. I've seen worse films, but not many of them. And rewatchability, 2. It was short and did go by quick. That's why it's not a 1 or a 0. Overall, I'll give it a 2. These are out of 10. I don't know if I explained that. 2 overall. 2.
A 2.
Okay.
Well, I'm a little bit different from you on this one.
Okay.
Maybe because I got so much nostalgia from watching the first two that like this was my emotional wrap up. I didn't like it, but there's I felt things when Ben Stiller was saying bye to everyone. I'm like, man, the characters they're just never coming back.
There was some warmth there.
They were distinctly saying.
Until next time, when they were doing their buys. You didn't get that they were setting up one where they bring the tomb to the guy and then they come alive and have the dance party again?
They were the goodbyes
by the dance party.
Whether they were or not, the dance party was fucking terrible.
That happened after all the goodbyes. I hated that.
Yeah, it was terrible. They should have just left it at the goodbyes. But that aside, I don't know if they're going to make another Night at the Museum. I have no idea. I'm just a layman walking around the streets every day, going to my regular job, coming home to my regular apartment, having dinner with my regular girlfriend.
Exotic dinner?
Yeah, very exotic dinner.
Exotic dinner. Yeah. The only thing exotic in your life is the dinners. Mm-hmm. And the ride home, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I forage, that's why.
Yeah, okay.
On the streets. I don't know if they're actually going to make another one. So I'm a little sad right now. I'm feeling a little bit emotional. That kind of got to me. All of my favorite characters for the past... When was the first one out? 2009? No, that was the second one. For my entire adult life, I've loved these characters so much, and they're going away forever. They're dying! So this one got me a little bit. So for the quality of the movie, I gave it a 3, only because I thought the lighting was good. For the quality of Wilson, I gave it a 6, because there was barely any Wilson in it. I get that. But like when he did... 2006, yeah.
First time.
That's 12 years of my life. You know? That's a long time.
Not continuous.
Every single day I think about all these characters.
Would you give quality of film?
I gave it a 3 because the lighting was so good. Mm. In case you didn't hear that one.
That's a thing.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. Okay. Quality of Wilson, I gave a 6 because I know there wasn't a lot of them. And he just kind of had banter with that other fucking guy that I hate.
6?
Yeah.
You're mad.
Wow. Well, no, I looked forward to his next part so much. That like every time he talked,
that's
I got
not
really
what that
excited.
Scale is.
No, that's how I decided to do it this time. What can I say? The consistency of my ratings.
We have to go on a scientific level.
All
these movies are being ranked, and this is going to be weirdly out of place because you're.
Well, I gave it a 5 overall. I gave it a 5
That's
overall.
Like when we started ranking movies based on how much fun we had, then they were all scoring 9 because we just made. Well, we saw some
really fun movies in that period of time. I mean, what is watching a movie if you're not having fun or being entertained? Like, I think that should be a factor when you watch a movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. We just Mystery Science Theater to all movies for a while.
Yeah.
So we gave them all good scores.
Yeah. But, I mean, for the watchability, I gave it 4. And then overall, I gave it a 5.
So this is a five movie for you.
This is a 5 movie for me.
So this movie's a 3.
I had a
3.5 between hosts. This is a on official rating scale. Now Greg hasn't gone, but his doesn't count towards our official scale.
Of course it doesn't.
This is a 3.5.
Yeah, I had a 5 night tonight. I had a 5 movie watch.
I had
it
too.
Yeah. All right.
I
well,
had two.
Sorry
3.5.
To hear it. Sorry to hear it.
We'll see in the end when we do our wrap-up finale episode where this movie ranks overall.
I'm completely comfortable and fine with it.
This one won't have an asterisk. You don't think your mind's going to change on this one?
Probably not. I can't see why it would.
We did all this science ranking all these movies, and you're going to ruin it.
Okay, a little bit of emotional reasoning here. I mean, that's fine. You know, I know it's like not a good thing to do, but I'm going to miss the characters.
Alright, well let's see who Greg agrees with.
I totally forgot about the rating system.
Give it a 0 already.
Yeah, that's what I wanna do. But I agree. I mean I thought the ending was warm, you know. The dance was like an afterthought.
It's optional to watch.
You could have ended it, you know, like 5 minutes prior when, you know, they were all saying their goodbyes. I don't know. I thought that was nice. But yeah, I don't know your rating system, guys. I don't remember that.
Just throw a number out there.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
4. There we go. That sounds about right to me too.
Interesting.
That also sounds about right to me as well.
Interesting.
That's just the number I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really.
It's a really good number.
It's not based on the film at all. It's just a number I like.
He's just trying to make you feel better. See, it's all right.
All right. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's been ranked.
Yeah.
Does anyone, we don't force this segment upon guests or ourselves anymore because we're 40-something episodes in.
We're tired of it.
But does anyone have a pitch of Wilson? This is where you can pitch your own Owen Wilson movie to be made to your dreams, desires.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see Owen Wilson get pissed on more. And I think that's the thing I'd like to see
just
more.
Just a piss video.
Yeah, maybe just like a straightforward kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where he gets peed on more. Because I liked that in the movie. I thought that was a solid, strong statement.
Just a good golden shower type movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it came off a bit lowbrow in the movie, but done artfully and tastefully, I could see that being nice.
Who would you have peeing on Owen Wilson? Usually ask the casting of these movies. Who would you have?
Who would you have? I don't know. That's a great question.
Would this be ensemble and you'd have
just
a
one peer or would be several peers?
I mean, I guess I didn't really think of a narrative to the piss video. I just assumed, you know, you'd be hanging out getting pissed on, but
it could be that.
Yeah,
it's your movie.
Yeah, it's my movie. I'm pissing.
You're pissing.
It's
one.
You.
I'm gonna do it. I'm pissing on Wilson.
Fun. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well,
I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee too because it'll smell like coffee pee.
Coffee pee is a potent. That's a special potent smell.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And asparagus.
Well, we're getting towards the end here. You know, we have our wrap-ups and everything. Greg, do you have anything else you want to say to the folks?
You want something you want to promote or just talk to the people?
Tell them where they could find you?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Address
I don't want
stuff.
Anybody that's listening to this to know anything about me. No.
Yeah.
If you try to find me, please don't.
I could bleep your name out.
That's perfect, yeah. That's perfect.
It's going to take a lot of editing. I've never committed to that before.
Oh,
but
really
if you
sick.
Like, I can bleep your name out.
I would love that. Or just make it backwards, reverse it.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
It sounded kind of similar, though, wouldn't it?
I'll
take Gerg? That. Gerg?
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 Every time we do this, this is another segment I have to bleep out going forward.
Yeah.
Greg. Great. And I just want to tell the people at home, we have our website, snakeandtea.com, running at full force now.
It's actually, I've got to throw some water on it because it's getting way too fucking hot. Get on there, people. What's up?
That will grow it, though. It does feed on moisture.
Yeah.
So we have tons of great stuff up there. You can go up there. We don't even need to do all the pitches for the social media stuff now. It's all right there.
We've consolidated, finally.
Yeah.
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 It's fucking hot in your room up here,
it's
by
really
the way.
It's a sauna.
Yeah.
Is it just because of the website?
Yeah, the website's pumping out a lot of BTUs right now.
A lot of heat.
We're getting hits. We're serving up hot ones left and right.
Put a new heat sink on the top there, but it's...
it's red hot. It's fucking red hot.
Yeah.
Because you're viral and you got a fever.
Yeah. This is going on.
So that's about everything, unless anyone else want to sign us off for anything?
Yeah, I just got back into sour cream, and I gotta say, it's good on more than just burritos and Mexican food.